The Canadian women's ice hockey team won gold in Sochi. Perhaps no individual was more crucial to that result than goalie Shannon Sabados, who's recently signed with the Columbus Cottonmouths of Columbus, Georgia, thus becoming the first woman to play in the Southern Professional Hockey League. Shannon Sabados, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You participated in the morning skate before Thursday night's game. Any surprises?
No, it was fun to be a part of. A little rusty, a little behind, but it was fun.
Columbus lost 5-0 on Thursday with you on the bench. I know you've just joined the team, but as goals 3, 4, and 5 went in, did you find yourself thinking, hey, maybe I'll get a shot in the goal tonight?
No, I don't think so. I mean, sometimes if the goalie's playing bad or whatever the reason may be, but our goalie's playing good. It was just one of those games playing the first-place team. I know the guys weren't happy with the way they played, but wasn't really going through my mind, but definitely ready if I needed to.
Some of your teammates watched the Olympics, I'm told, and they have said they regard you as a celebrity. Has anybody asked for your autograph or if they can see the gold medal?
No, not autographs. They keep asking me if I brought the gold medal, or they asked me when I got here the first day. A couple of them that I hadn't met before. One actually is American, asked me over Twitter if I brought it. But no, I didn't bring it over here. I haven't even seen half my friends or family, so I left it back home for them to take a look at.
I'm curious about whether any of the American players on the team are kind of miffed that it wasn't the American women who won the gold medal in Sochi, because that rivalry between the Canadian and American women has been so terrific.
They're pretty excited, you know, either way. I think it was a great game, and I know that our Canadian boys here give them a hard time about the game, but it's all in good fun, and I think they were just happy to watch a game that ended in that manner.
Now, I understand that you and three of your Columbus teammates have played on the same team before at the Northern Alberta Institute of Technology. Have Andy Williger, Jordan Draper, and Kyle Johnson helped you to make the transition to the men's pro team?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we played at Nate together, played with Andy and Jordan for 2 years, and Kyle was my captain my first year there. He's the captain over here in Columbus as well, so definitely made it easier. They picked me up from the airport, actually living with Jordan Draper, nice enough to let me bunk with him for the next little while. And especially as a female, when you're going to a new team, it can be a little tough and maybe not fit in as well. But having those guys here, it's been, feels like I've been on this team for the entire year, so it's been really fun.
Well, I can understand why you'd say it might be tough to fit in, except you come with a resume. I mean, you know, you have a terrific record in the goal. They must be aware of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like the older I've gotten, the easier it's been, the more mature the guys are. And so never really had any issues, just, you know, being the new person, and especially, you know, being female, sometimes make it a little awkward, or, you know, you don't know the guys as well as you would. But it's been an easy transition. They're a pretty close-knit group.
Tell me a little bit about what you hope to accomplish there with the Cottonmouths.
I mean, they only have 4 games left this year and then right into playoffs, so coach wanted me to come in and, you know, take a spot and help the guys in any way I can. Obviously, maybe get into a game or two before playoffs, but just maybe help the team out and, you know, see how it is and hopefully get a feel for what it's like down here and in the league and hopefully come back next year.
You've had a run with the Canadian women's national team, and I know how important that team is to Canadians. How big a deal is minor league hockey in Georgia?
I've only been here for 2 days, but, you know, the response I've gotten has been overwhelming. The people I've met here in Columbus have been awesome, extremely friendly. But I'm just excited to kind of see what the league's about and what Columbus is like and just get a feel for it.
Has anybody down there given you a hard time for saying about?
Not yet, but I'm sure they will.
Well, you can kid them back about their southern accents anyway.
I know. Everyone I've met, oh, they always say y'all. So I haven't said anything yet, but if they use the about to me, I'll throw that at them.
Shannon Sabados kicks out and catches pucks for the Columbus Cottonmouths. Shannon, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.